Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage. Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
The trial of Karen Reed, as of our recording here, deadlocked. No verdict in yet. By the time you're listening to this or watching this, there may very well be one, or we may have a hung jury. We're going to talk about that, what's going on in that jury room, and the closing arguments, how things went for the prosecution and defense. Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent, joining us to do just that. Let's start there. Let's start back with closing arguments the other week and how you thought both presented it to the jury.
Well, I thought both sides did a good job. Jackson, I thought, did a good job of just saying, listen, you know, the government is keeping everything behind the cloak, if you will. That was his main point. Mm-hmm. But Unetti, the reason I thought Unetti did a great job was for the first time we saw a little bit of passion. Mm-hmm. You know, he opens up with, I hit him, the four I hit him statements. I thought he did a really good job of finally piecing together all the factual evidence. And then actually, he was so verbose and wanted to make sure he got in all the details that he actually ran over time.
Yeah, he did.
Which is sort of unusual, but he was able to make one last statement. And I think he did an excellent job. I really do. And I'm not trying to be biased toward him or the other. In fact, Jackson, I think, is such a good showman and you know, so much more vibrant than Unetti. But Unetti did great in closing.
Yeah, it was finally nice to see Unetti in closing. It was interesting to finally kind of feel like, oh, where has this person been the whole time? kind of wishing that there was more of that earlier on. Let's take a look at some of the closing arguments. We're going to start here with the prosecution of Karen Reed, talking about the arguments and there being no conspiracy here in that argument. Let's take a look.
Let me first just address Trooper Proctor. The text messages from Trooper Proctor are unprofessional. They're indefensible. They're inexcusable. However, as distasteful as those messages are, and their content is, I submit they had no bearing whatsoever or impact whatsoever on the integrity of the entirety of the investigation that Massachusetts State Police collectively conducted into John O'Keefe's death here. As was asked of Trooper Proctor on cross-examination, these were texts from his personal phone that he never thought would see the light of day. He was asked whether or not he ever thought that he would be asked about these in a courtroom, put to him as sort of a safe space, a safe place for him to discuss, if you will. What do you not see in those text messages? You don't see any discussion or any illusion of any conspiracy, of any framing of the defendant, of any planting of any evidence, no evidence whatsoever. Why? Because it didn't happen. There is no conspiracy. There is no cover-up. There is no evidence of any of that beyond speculation, rampant speculation and conjecture on behalf of the defense.
So it was good to see, I was thinking at the whole time while we were looking at some of those text messages and hearing the testimony, there was no evidence in there pointing to, hey, we need to cover this up. I mean, hopefully they knew not to put something like that in text if there was something like that, but there wasn't any evidence of it. Certainly bad behavior, inappropriate behavior that was very disrespectful and not appropriate. But again, yeah, nothing about conspiracy, but the way that it all played out, I mean, credibility-wise, I think that has some bearing to the jury of how do we believe this guy if he's acting in this manner.
Well, a couple of things, Tony. There was almost 4,000 pages of investigative material that the defense was allowed and was able to look at in terms of this federal grand jury investigation. And that's the best they could come up with.
Mm-hmm.
This is supposed to be this elaborate frame job. There's supposed to be all of these people, you know, the McCabes, the Alberts, an ATF agent, Proctor, all these people involved in this massive conspiracy, but not one word in 4,000 pages and a year plus of investigation that came out regarding any of it. The worst they could find were these horrible messages, again, inexcusable to high school buddies, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Every message was to high school buddies, basically insulting a woman that it was clear Proctor at that point believed was responsible for killing a police officer. There's no, there's no credible explanation for it. It's just, or excuse for it. You can only explain what happened. So I would say that, I think is so important that that's all they could find. Believe me, if Jackson found anything more, that would have come out. But to your point, does it make the lead detective have a black eye?
Yeah.
Is it going to affect other investigations? We've already seen that Brian Walsh, I guess Proctor was involved in that investigation. And he's going to point that, perhaps he was not open-minded in his investigation. But this was not, Tony, an elaborate case. Mm-hmm. This was viewed as a domestic violence situation involving a woman who got mad, who was very drunk and ran over her boyfriend from all evidence that he had. People say, well, it was only 16 hours. But Tony, he had the CERT team, multiple other officers, all this information from medics and everything. So it was a force multiplier for what he was looking at. It's not like if one person, he was doing the whole investigation, and he was really the administrator of. He wasn't the collector.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.